You're listening to Mommy's Playroom Podcast with your host, Christy Fetterly. I'm a mom, former educator, and author who loves to delve into the world of sexual discovery and health. Most days, you can find me typing vigorously at my computer on my farm and usually baking goodies for the kids. However, each week, I'll be popping into your ears to explore different aspects of sexuality and relationships, inviting guest experts to share what they have to say, and inviting you to join in on your own sexual revolution.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Mommy's Playroom podcast. And just a few things before we get started today. If you hear some goats and guinea hens in the background, just ignore them. They are being super feisty today, and that is just a part of my reality. And oh my goodness, it has been a crazy week. So if you follow our social media, you will see that I stayed in an awesome, amazing castle over the weekend for my birthday, and we got to visit some family. And then the day we got back, a deer decided to literally jump into my son's windshield. So it's been a little bit crazy, and I'm a day behind. But we are all good. Everyone's fine. I'm working on getting my life together. And I just wanted to share with you guys, life is life, right? I also have some awesome things coming up. I've been approved for an affiliate partnership with Love Honey, which I'm super stoked about. Once I figure out all of those details, I am excited to pass on some savings and opportunities to you all. I'm working on a few other affiliate partnerships, as well as continuing to work on getting some guest speakers and awesome things to just continue to build this community. But I want to say I am so grateful and thankful for all of you that are supporting and listening and connecting and following on social media and helping to just build this community. Because ultimately my goal is to have a community of like-minded individuals who want to grow, who want to learn, and really dive into their own confidence building era. And so that's what we're here for. So today, we're going to focus on how to build trust and increase communication within your relationship, which in turn will increase your intimacy and also improve your overall confidence and your own sexuality. I was digging through X, formerly Twitter, and there were so many posts just within the last week or so about trust and relationships and how to increase trust, how to build like confidence and increase your communication and all of these posts and articles and pieces. So I figured since it seems to be kind of a trending topic and it's definitely something that lots of relationships struggle with, that it would be something I would dive into today. So we are going to focus on tips and tricks and how to build that trust and increase communication within your relationship, which, you know, like I said, will increase your own intimacy, improve your overall confidence, and all of those pieces. And like I had said before, previously in my current relationship, I was definitely the kind of person who would pull the blankets over my head, turn off the lights kind of person. That also meant that I was definitely not so amazingly comfortable talking about sex, what I liked, what I didn't like, etc. My husband and I, once we were married, kind of had a pretty traditional, I would say, sex life. We had kids, we had work, we had health issues. Like, everything was pretty standard. Not that it was bad, it wasn't bad at all. But now that I know what I know, oh boy, were we missing out. Which is why I think communication and trust are so incredibly important. So in the spirit of the Mommy's Playroom podcast, let's focus on the journey of growth within your relationship and allowing yourself the freedom to trust, because communication does definitely lead to intimacy, because you need to be able to share your thoughts, your wants, your desires, which is also important. And being able to talk about sexuality with your partner in a way that doesn't make you feel embarrassed or shameful or super awkward, which, believe me, it took over almost 20 years of marriage to feel confident in myself, to feel confident in my body, to advocate for what exactly felt right. But then I think about, like, what if those conversations could have freaking happened earlier? Like, holy cow, right? So think of all the amazing, awesome experiences you could be having with your partner. So, start of my relationship, my husband and I have known each other since we were in 10th grade, right? We would stay up late talking on the phone together about anything and everything. So I always felt that our communication was amazing. Like, we are definitely best friends. We can joke about everything. We hang out, right? We talk about everything. And so I didn't realize that the things that we weren't talking about would actually have a pretty interesting impact in our lives, right? And so what we didn't realize is that we were not talking about sex. We didn't really talk about things that made us feel a little bit uncomfortable when it came to that. I mean, granted, we knew the basics. We do have two kids, right? So we got those parts right. But we had never really sat down and talked about sex. What was amazing? What wasn't amazing? What would we be interested in trying or not trying? What our porn search terms were, you know, like the nitty gritty of the conversation. So I would have to say, like, I think what kind of opened our eyes and opened us up into having that conversation was definitely, I'll have to give, you know, Miss Melanie Rose some credit. I think once we started to watch shows like How to Build a Sex Room and even Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop and other things that really talked about sexuality in different ways, ways that we weren't necessarily raised talking about, right? That's not a conversation you have with your parents. And so once we started to kind of open our conversations up in that way, like, things started to really change, right? Once we were able to have that conversation, we were able to open up about a lot more, which is crazy because we already had awesome communication to begin with. But the first tip, right, is being open and honest can help you build stronger trust, right, so that you can dive into those tricky conversations. The second piece of advice is that in order to build this trust and increase the communication in your relationship is you have to be consistent and reliable. And I don't mean like always show up at the same time, make sure that, you know, you do the same things, have the same date night, have the same regular position that works really well for you. What that means, not that you can't have that regular position that works really well for you, especially when you're like, ah, man, we only have, you know, a few minutes, we gotta get this done. But what I mean by being reliable and consistent is that you always show up for your partner in a way that makes them feel loved, makes them feel trusted, makes them feel valued, right? So that does include following through on commitments and promises, but it really is just more than being punctual and doing what you're told to do, right? It means making your partner have no reason not to trust you or even your reaction to things. And so if you can help your partner feel that you are a consistent and reliable communicator, that you don't judge their crazy ideas, right? That you will support them regardless, then that really opens up a whole other world of communication, which leads us into the third tip. So the third tip is to be vulnerable, right? Which is super hard, but being willing and open to share your thoughts and feelings, right? That can deepen your intimacy within your relationship as well. So have you ever asked your partner like, hey, what's wrong? And they just tell you nothing over and over again. And you're like, no, something's wrong. I know something's off. And they're like, no, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Leave me alone. That whole conversation can actually deplete the level of trust that you feel with your partner. Because you know, you kind of feel it, you can sense it, right? Like something's off a little bit. And so if your partner could just open up and say what was on their mind, even if it was like this tiny little thing, like, I don't know, I just kind of woke up feeling grumpy today, whatever. But that shows that they can be vulnerable with you. They can share their ideas, right? And then they have to have that trust that you're not going to call them stupid or something, right? So that's where that reliability of your response and your trust comes into play. Sharing thoughts and feelings can be so challenging, and it requires individuals to be honest with themselves, with their partners. It also requires this willingness to be seen and accepted for who they are, right? And to know that Regardless, we're going to be consistently that person, that reliable person that is going to listen and be like, okay, cool. Like, is it something we need to work on? Is it something that we need to figure out? Or is it just something that's going to happen and we're going to get through this, right? And so that is how you can often build like this deeper understanding and acceptance within the relationship, right? Is that consistent trust and vulnerability. The fourth tip is to trust your partner's intentions, right? So you want to give your partner the benefit of the doubt that they're always going to do the right thing to support you, even if their words or tone or whatever doesn't always sound the way you think it should. And this is definitely something that we struggle with in our relationship, because I often, like 90% of the time, have like resting bitch face. And I also have really snarky tones and comebacks that I don't necessarily mean to come across the way that they do. And so sometimes my husband is definitely like, whoa, like, did you mean to say it that way? And I'm like, no, how did it come across? I don't even know what you're talking about, right? And so that kind of intention that you have to just kind of trust that your partner has the best intentions, that they, even if they sound grumpy, even if, right, their tone is off or they looked at you a certain way, that it's not necessarily because of you or that implied to you, right, that you're the problem, but that's just kind of what happens sometimes, right? And so that you need to trust your partner's intention, right, is the fourth tip. So the fifth tip, right, is to build better trust, you need to keep your promises, right? Keeping promises is a powerful way to build trust in a relationship. So if you're consistent, you consistently follow through on your commitments, that shows your reliability, right? You're consistent, you're vulnerable, right? You're supporting your partner. But once you break a promise, that's going to take a lot of work, and you have to literally start at ground zero to rebuild that relationship, right? And that trust and working through all of that. The next tip, and this is super, super tricky, and through all of my years of education life, this is definitely something that I have had to practice over and over and over, but actively listening to your partner, which is so tricky because especially if you have like an ADHD brain like I do, where I am constantly four conversations ahead, like you have to take a moment and you have to try to stop all of that in your brain, even if it's thinking about what the next thing is that you're going to say, because then you're not actually listening. There's a huge difference between hearing the person and listening to the person, right? So listening actually takes all of your full attention. You have to maintain eye contact. You have to engage a little bit with the conversation and shut down all of those other thoughts in your head, even if it's like the grocery list or like, damn, he looks hot right now, and you're so distracted by that. Like, you have to shut all of that down and you have to just focus on what your partner is saying, right? So actively listening shows empathy and understanding in your relationship, which is honestly, I think out of all of these, like being vulnerable is tricky, right? Being consistent and reliable sometimes can be tricky. But I think actively listening for myself is really challenging, but there's ways to practice it, right? So it's really important when your partner is talking and you're having a conversation to really focus on what they're saying, even nonverbal cues, head nods, right? All of those things, like you want to avoid interrupting, you want to avoid having that conversation running in your head that you're going to already formulate what you're going to say next, because then you're not listening. Instead, like actively listen right? Ask clarifying questions if you need help understanding what they're saying. But by actively listening and actually being engaged in the conversation, you show your partner that their thoughts, their feelings, right, what they're saying is actually important to you, which continues to build that trust. And it can actually deepen the connection between you. So put your phone away, right? Turn off your notifications. When you're having a conversation with your partner and it's important, like, take a moment, right? Go sit somewhere together. My favorite spot is the tailgate. Like, we have some great conversations on the tailgate of my husband's truck. Just because we're outside of the house, there's nothing there, you know, we'll sit on the tailgate, have a drink, cup of coffee, whatever, and just have a conversation. There I can focus, right? The kids aren't around. There's not 100 other things that I can see that I have to do. Like, oh my gosh, I have to dust the laundry. Like, that's how my brain goes, right? So in order for me to really listen and practice active listening, I have to kind of shut myself away from all of those other things. All right, so an additional tip is creating a safe space for trust, but also respecting boundaries. And so when I think about this and I think about the beginnings of my relationship with my husband. So we were young. We got married when we were 22 and we started dating right after high school. But we, like I said, we've known each other since 10th grade. But when we first started dating, it was a struggle for me, or even when we first got married, because I don't necessarily have a lot of great examples of positive, solid relationships that I grew up around. And so I wanted it to be perfect, right? Like, I wanted to hold on to what I thought an ideal, perfect marriage looked like, right? And so I kind of freaked out a few times when my husband was like, oh, I'm going to go here, or I want to go here. And I was like, why would you want to leave me? Like, where are you going? I need you to stay right here, right? But that's because I didn't have trust in our relationship. I didn't know, right, what we were creating. I didn't necessarily have confidence in myself, right? And so respecting boundaries, but also creating openness in your relationship so that I'm not worried if my husband wants to go hang out with friends or go do something, or, you know, granted, like, we are so amazing and best friends that we never, like, go anywhere with other people, but that's a whole nother conversation. But those boundaries and understanding that it's not necessarily what we are comfortable as an individual with, but it goes back to that communication and that conversation, and to communicate openly and honestly about where your comfort levels are, but also knowing and trusting your partner's boundaries and creating an environment of safety and trust within the relationship, whether it's, you know, when they're out of the house or if you're doing something, and having that confidence in yourself to know that you are building this relationship, this, right, collaboration, communication, respect, like, that's so important. All right, so I've talked a lot about these tips and these tricks, right? Another big important piece is just celebrating each other's successes, trusting the partnership, and really just, like, focusing on celebrating achievements and life, and knowing and showing your partner that you believe in them, that you're invested in their happiness and success, which builds trust and really just deepens the connection between the two of you. So like I said before, I think, right, like, if I think about my relationship and the history of our relationship, like, we have definitely grown together, which I am so fortunate for, because I think that there are a lot of people that got married young, as we did, that grew apart. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's the evolution of that. They're individuals, and that's what happened, right? But we are so incredibly fortunate that we've grown together. And I would say our biggest growth pieces have honestly been in the last few years, where we have really started to identify, like, who we are as individuals and how as individuals we are working together to create this awesome life that we have. And opening up that communication and being vulnerable and even sharing, you know, likes and dislikes and sexual boundaries and what we're okay with and what we've thought about and all of those pieces, like that didn't happen in the start of our relationship. We've had a great marriage and the start of our relationship was great, but it has gotten so much better as we've gotten older. Maybe that comes with time, but I think that some of these tips and some of these keys, if you can invest them into your relationship early, especially the vulnerability, the being vulnerable with your partner and that intentional piece that your partner has your best intentions at heart, even if it doesn't always come out that way, but that trust that your partner isn't going to shame you for your crazy ideas, but they're just going to support you and be like, okay, maybe that's not my jam, but let's try this instead, right? I think that that is so incredibly crucial. So really focusing on celebrating each other, being vulnerable, diving into communication. I honestly think that's where you are going to grow as a couple, and having that self-confidence in yourself to know that, like, hey, these are the things that I think and I believe and I want, and we're going to make that happen, right? Okay, so in conclusion, trust and communication are fundamental in any successful relationship. How it looks in your romantic relationship, right, is different than how it looks in a friendship, but it's still the same foundational principles, right? Creating that sense of security and emotional intimacy by being vulnerable, by showing up for each other, by having honest conversations and actively listening to each other is so absolutely important. So if you dive into some of these strategies, let me know how they go. Feel free to comment on Facebook, Mommy's Playroom Podcast. You can find us on Instagram. I'm working on our website right now. I just got the domain purchased, so it'll be mommy'splayroom.com once it's done. Learning all of these things. So I appreciate you guys sticking with it and helping to build this community. Our next episode will be on Valentine's Day, which is so appropriate. I hope you all have the most amazing rest of your day. Try one of these strategies. Try to actively listen today. Shut out all of the other distractions. Try to shut down all of those random thoughts in your brain and try to just focus on your partner, on the conversation. Be a little vulnerable. Trust, right? Trust that your partner has your best intentions at heart. And we are just going to get better from here. Have a most amazing rest of your day.